Okay, about 15 lines up on Yud Aleph Ahmed Beis. Which word would kill? Bitirena. Okay, Bitirena, but I think it is Tirena. Bitirena, and they feared. Yeah, Hamialdois Es Elukim. The midwives feared God. Velo Asu, they didn't do Kasher Diber Alehem. They didn't do as Paro spoke to them. So the Gemara Vegoima says, the Gemara says, Lehen mi boyale, should have said Lehen. Why does it say Alehen? So Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Milamed is coming to teach you why the word choice of Alehen is teaching you Shatovon Ladova Avera. Paro actually requested them to sleep with him. Velo Nitzbu, and they did not listen to him. So apparently Alehen is because it says Loshan Bia sometimes is Yavoi Aleha, and he had relations with her. He quotes from Bereshis. So when he says Alehen, it's a Loshan of Bia. Okay, next pasuk, or continuation. V'tzichayeno es yelodim. Okay, and they gave life. They brought life to the yelodim. Right. So Tana lo dayon shelo hemis oison. It's not sufficient that they didn't kill them, because that's what they were commanded to do. Ella shahayu maspikos lehem maim amazon. In addition, they were actually sustaining them. They were giving them water and food. So Rashi says that he learns it from, if you look, he says v'techayeno is basically the word choice. By the fact that he chose v'techayeno, it's word choice, it should have written that they just didn't kill them. So we learn from that. I think I saw in the Marsha, maybe it's just the fact this is like an additional word, like they didn't. But we see that they actually, not only did they not kill them, but they actually did positive things to enable them to survive.
So at some point, they stopped being nourished from the rock, and then they were fed by the.
Good question, Gil. Good point. Right.
And
the grew teeth. Yeah. But Tomarna, right, Hamayalodois El Paro. So the midwife said to Paro, yeah, ki lo kenoshim, the Jewish women are not like the Egyptian women. Yeah. Rather, and basically they're having babies anyway, and they said they're like chayos. Okay? Hey no. So my chayos, when it says that these women are like, these Jewish women are like chayos, what does it mean? So Elaim, if you want to say it means chayos mamush, real chayos means real midwives, right? Because that also means right? Otu chayo, milo tzrika chayo. A midwife, when she gives birth, actually hires a friend who's a midwife as well. A midwife needs a midwife. So therefore, so how can they be giving birth basically alone if they're like a midwife? You know, they would need, so it can't be that. So.
Don't you actually say chayos et sada?
That's the writer.
That's the next answer.
Yeah. Understood. Yeah. Doesn't she need another midwife to give a birth? Ella, Amruloi. So they said to him, Umazu, this nation is kechaya nimshala. It's actually like a wild beast. The Jews are like wild beasts, and they can just, you know, like, you know, they don't get midwives or wild beasts. They just do the thing and give birth or whatever. So, and I'll prove you to this. Yeah, this to you. Yeah, says Yehuda. It says Gur Aryeh is like a lion cub. Yeah, Dan. He's Dan Nachash. Right, Dan's right. We said this with Shimshon. Right, he's like a snake on the way. Naphtali, he's like a Ayala Shalucha. He's like a deer on the run. Yeah, Yisachar. He's like a chomor gorim, like a bony donkey. Yosef, he's like a b'chor shor. He's like the firstborn of the ox. Binyamin, zev yitrof. Binyamin is like a wolf who's tearing up indulging on his prey. Right. So dichsiv bei, the ones that are written. I mean, the aforementioned, which you just said, ksiv bei. It says that they're like an animal. Yeah, and what about the other ones weren't listed? We don't find a source. We've got a general source. Deloksi beik. See, we've got this pasuk. Ma imeich lovi. That your mother is a lovi is a a lioness, Bein Arios Rav Tsa, between the lions she led. We go, man. So we see that there are all these Jews are like chayos, mama, chayos animals, so they can just give birth without us. Okay. Vayehi ki yoru hamialdois es elukim. Right, so we saw that the midwives feared Hashem more than than Paro. Yeah, v'yaslehem batim. Hashem made for them batim. So, okay. So what are these batim? Hashem made for them houses. So Rav Shmuel, we got another machlokes of Rav Shmuel. Chad amar bati kahuna. One says it was the household of the Levites and Kohens. Yeah, Olivia, kuna Olivia. V'chad amar bati malchus. Some people say, one of them says it was the lineage of the kingship. Manda amar, the person who says bati kahuna Olivia. That who is that referring to? That's Aaron v'Moshe. Right, that's the she was Zoicha Yocheved to get Aaron and Moshe. A man that I'm a Batimalchus, and the person who said that it was
Aaron was already born, right? I suppose
Shem can work it out. Yeah, true. A man that I'm a Batimalchus, the person who says Batimalchus, yeah. Or maybe no, but he didn't have the kuna then.
Yeah, that's
what I meant. Okay, yeah. He says Bati Malchus David Nami Miriam Kaosi, because we know that David was a descendant of Miriam Kaosi. Dichsiv, which now that so we're going to get into a bit with Miriam and Kolev now. Dichsiv, how do we know that David came from Miriam? It says V'Thomas Azuva, and Azuva died. Okay, that's a lady. V'yikach loy, and he took for himself Kalev es Ephras. He married Ephras. V'teled lo, and she was and Kalev is from Yehuda, right? And it was born to him es Chor. Chor was the son of Kalev. Uchsiv, and it says Udavid, so David the king, right? Ben Ish Ephrasi. He was the son of an Ish Ephrasi. So you see that David came from Kalev, and Kalev was married to Miriam, as we're going to see. How do we know Kalev was married to Miriam? Okay, we're going there. Kalev ben Chetzron, and Kalev, who was the son of Chetzron, hoilid es Azuva, he gave birth to Azuva, which is a bit, the Gemara is going to take issue with this, right? Isha, which was a wife. Yeah, we're going to speak about this later. But es Yirios, and also Yirios, that's a name. Yeah, the Eila Boneha, and these are her daughters. Okay, Yosha is one name. Veshoivav is another name. Ardoin is another name. Now the Gemara says first of all, we just said that Kalev was Ben Chetzron, Ben Yefuna. Who, if you read the Torah, it says that Kalev Ben Yefuna. So why are we calling him Ben Chetzron? So basically like this. He was really Ben Chetzron, but why do we call him Ben Yefuna? Ben Shepona Me'atzas Miraglim. He turned away from the evil council of the spies. So Yefuna is not, he turned away. Okay? But then he says, wait a second, but I've got another, name for him, for Kalev. Ikati Ben Chenaz, who? What's that?
We discarded it.
He discarded it. Okay, he threw it away. Very nice. Okay. Oh, but we said, wait a second, but we know that Caleb's referred to as the Ben Kenaz. Okay, the Chsiv, the Yilkada Osniel, and he captured it, Osniel, Ben Kenaz, Achi Kolev, who was the brother of Kolev. So you see, the Osniel, who was the brother of Kolev, that is born from Kenaz. So Kenaz must have been the father. So I'm a Rava Choyga Kenaz Hava. No, he was the stepson of Kenaz. True, his brother was Osniel, yeah, of Kalev, Kalev's brother, but he was the stepson of Kenaz. Right, Daikanami, this is also Maduik in the Pesukim, because it says, Dechsiv HaKenizi Shmamina. Because when it calls that Kalev came from Kenaz, he doesn't call him like the son of Kenaz, he calls him the Kenizi. He's like affiliated with Kenaz, because he was a stepson, but he wasn't a real son. Now, going back to the Poshkin in Divrei Yomim, we said earlier on the previous Amud, he said Azuva, okay, Zu Miriam. So this is Miriam, Okay, and she said that she was an Isha, she was married to Kalev. So we see that Kalev and Miriam were married, so therefore we see that, and we know that David and Melech came from Kalev, so we see that the Malchus came from Miriam. But Lama Nikra Shema Azuva, why do we call Miriam Azuva? It's not a very positive name, right? Shakol Azvuha, because everybody forsook her. Mitzchil Asat, from the outset, no one wanted to have a shidduch with Miriam, right? Because she was, she was like sick. She wasn't so attractive either. Yeah, but the Gemara said, we in the passage before, it said Hoylid. It said, right, Kalev was gave birth to Azuva, but you don't give birth to your wife, you kind of marry your wife. So what, Hoylid? Valo Minsav have a Nosivla. Behold, he married her. He didn't give birth to her. So Amma Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, this is the answer. Kalu Noise Isha L'Shem Shemayim. Anybody who marries a woman for L'Shem Shemayim, right, meaning he didn't get anything out of this because she was a sickly kind of frail. It didn't look like a good shidduch for him, but he did it l'shem shemayim. Yeah, ma'ala alav akosov. The Torah relates to it as if ki'ilu yolda, he gave birth to her. Okay, what's that?
Why is that meritorious?
To give birth to somebody, it's a big thing to have children give birth to. It's the there's the two highest, the Or HaChaim says the two highest levels in you can do is learning Torah or procreating, having children. So he was that, attributing that to him is an amazing thing. Okay, so Yirios, so we're saying Yirios over here is actually basically another explanation that is an adjective of Miriam. She was Yirios. Shahayu Ponea Doma Lirios. Her face was like a curtain, more like kind of a blank curtain without lacking the right normal colours of a healthy individual. Yeah, the Eilo Baneha, and these are her sons. So says the Gemara, Al Tikri Boneha, don't call it her sons. Ella Buneha, Ella her builder who built her. Meaning these are. Descriptions of Kalev, who basically built Miriam up. He was a good husband and he built Miriam up, and we're talking about Kalev now. So Kalev was Yosha. Yeah, she Yosha es Atzmo. He straightened himself up. He went on the right path and he didn't go after the Meraglim. Shoivov, what was he Shoivov? Sheshiviv es Yitzro. He was mischievous to his Yetzer. He didn't listen to his Yetzahara. He basically went away from the advice of the Yetzer Hara. Yeah. The Ardon was Ardon. Yeah. Shirodo es Yitzro. He subjugated his Yetzer Hara. He said, I'm the boss over here. I'm not listening to you. The Ikidami, some people want to say, right, what was Ardon? Al Shahayu Ponov, that his face was Doimin Levered, like a rose. It sounds like he was very good looking. Well, Ashkor. What's Ashkor mean? Means, yeah, Avi. Oh, so this is the next passage. Sorry, we're going to dodge on this. I'm just going to finish. I'm going to go push a little bit more, but just to get finished, Kalev. There's only a little. I'm going to go a little bit over, and then we're going to get back to the. Okay. Well, Ashkor. The next passage. Avi Tekoya, Hayushte Noshim Cholavanara. Okay, that's the passage, right? I'll just translate it into to Ashkor, who was the father of Tekoa. He had two wives. One was Chala and one was Nara. So what's Ashkor mean? Ashkor means Zer Kalev. Why, this is also called like Kalev. The Lama Nikra Shemo Ashkor. Why is he called Ashkor? Shehushkru Ponov Betanios, because his face got blackened from fasting. We've seen that in the person who's regular to fast, we've seen in the future, the face goes black. Okay? Avi, right? So what, again, another allusion to that he was like, Shanaaset Lakav. He was like the father of Miriam. Yeah? Tekoya, what's Tekoya mean? Shetoka es liboy l'aviv shebashamayim. He stuck his heart steadfast to his God in heaven. Yeah, quote of the pasuk, Hayushte Noshim, he had two wives. Yeah, but it's really not, it was only really one. Naase Miriam kishte Noshim. Miriam was like, she was like two women, she had like a separate identity, like this. Chola v'Nara, she was Chola and she was also Nara. First she was Chola and then she was Nara. Right? Like this. Loich Loi chola v'narahu, right? It's not really chola and nara, two wives. Ella, but tachila cholosh. In the beginning, Miriam was sick, was sickly. Yeah, a little soft nara, and then she was like a young maiden, strapping maiden. Yeah. Ubnei chola. So now we're going to say how basically the tide shifted. Ubnei chola soros soya v'esnan. That's the pasuk, right? So, like this. These are allusions to the new Miriam. So, Tsoras, what's Tsoras mean? This is from Yevamah's fame. Shenaasis Tsora l'chavaruseha. She was made like a co-wife to her friends. Meaning she was now, you know, up there. She was very good-looking. She was very healthy. And now she was, okay. Tsoya, what does it mean, Tsoya? Tsoya is a lotion of a bright, what was it? Shehayu poneha. That a face was doimin katzaraim. It was like she shined, yeah. And the last thing which we're going to finish with, esnan. She was also esnan. Esnan means is what you it's a prostitute's wage. So she kol haroya oisa, that any male who would see her would moilich esnan leishto, would want to give his wife a present, because obviously he can't have relations with Miriam, but he got kind of stimulated and he asked his wife to have relations with him because she was so beautiful. Moilich, he would take, yeah. And esnan means the esnan is the wages of a prostitute. It means basically a present to his wife. Basically, we give the present to his wife.